Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Knocks it free to Bannick. Bannick tipping it to the blue line and out to center. And Kirby comes in over the line. Kirby with a spin around on a back, and he scores! Whoa! Get ready for the high line rail! Nathan Kirby, second of the night. Top shelf from behind the cookies, and it's tied at 3.
I don't think we're going to get that type of energy tonight, sorry to say. Could still be a fun night in the arena, though. Like I said, for a month and a half, you go down to the arena, you're feeling pretty good leaving. If you're able to just think about the game you went to and not, like, you know, everything else. Anyways, good morning. Fan Appreciation Night against Philadelphia tonight. First 15,000 fans will get Alex Tuck bobbleheads. So that's a cool giveaway. So, yeah, we'll have pregame, as Derek mentioned, at 6:30 tonight. And we talked a little bit in the first segment about, like, if the Sabres did break the drought next year, how would it happen? So if you want to get in on that, you're welcome to at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe. Derek's in today for Jeremy. And we are 1 week away from the NFL draft. I was just going through my emails during the break, and I got one from last night that is, 2025 draft game for those that are interested. Someone's running a draft game, and it's not really that complex. It's like, just pick 8 players and the exact pick they'll go in. That's it. You know what I mean? So if you Cam Ward going 1 overall, that feels like that's an easy one. But you get points based on what the pick is. So I could put Cam Ward 1, and if I get that right, I get 1 point. But if I put, you know, Kenneth Grant, Bills 30, don't have to put a team, and I get Grant, then I get 30 points.
Okay.
Which means you get something late in the draft, you probably win. This actually had me thinking about, though, the top 7 picks. Not that in this game you would do that, because, again, there's a point system. But did you see the breakdown of the odds right now with the top 7 picks?
I cannot wait to hear the odds on Cam Ward.
The top 7 picks are all by the betting odds are acting as though the books are acting as though they know who the top 7 picks are. They know which each pick will be. And you tell me if you would think that these are locks or likely. Cam Ward 1, I mean, that's easy, right?
He's going to be. Did you hear about the Fortnite stream?
Yes, we played it. Actually, the clip of it yesterday.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Trail on burst.
It was it's funny receiver. If you missed it. It was Cam Ward being asked like who the top 5 receivers in football are. And he did the thing where he said 1, Calvin Ridley, and you thought, "Oh, okay, he's going to do the thing here. He's going to play the game. Oh, all the Titans guys are all the best cuz he's going to be a Titan." So Calvin Ridley 1, but then he says Ja'Marr Chase 2. Mm-hmm. So it's like, "Okay, wait. Now he's playing the game for real." 3 is like Justin Jefferson, like, okay, he's playing the game for real. Then he goes back to the Titans game and says at 4, it's Treylon Burks.
A.J. Brown's a dog, but he's not Treylon Burks.
Right. So Cam Ward's going to be a Titan.
Yeah.
Cam Ward's going to be a Titan. The Browns, Travis Hunter is a heavy favorite.
That makes sense. He's the best player on the board.
And you can see him going to Cleveland.
I could see Cleveland screwing it up.
Cleveland, what is screwing it up to you? Passing on a quarterback?
Passing on Hunter.
I see. Passing on Hunter. Okay. Yeah. So that one you're not actually like 100% solid in then.
No, and it's more about the Browns than it is about Hunter.
Okay. Number three, Abdul Carter is minus 300 to be the Giant pick.
And that makes sense. Again, it's best player available.
Yep.
Though the Giants are, you know, getting a pre-draft visit in with Shedeur Sanders, my bet is it's about trading back into the first round.
I would agree with that. I think Cleveland, the Giants, are probably hoping Sanders falls to them in the low 20s so that they could trade up into that area.
That's aggressive. That's a pretty penny to pay.
I know.
I'm going to say it and you're going to hate it.
Go ahead.
Bills at 30.
No, yeah, that's totally possible. Totally possible.
I'm going to be sitting in this chair on Thursday night next week, and the Bills are going to trade from 30.
Yeah.
And it's because of Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so it's gone Ward, Hunter, Carter. Number four, minus 225, Will Campbell, the LSU tackle to New England.
That makes too much sense, yes.
Okay. So we feel solid like these are going to be the first four picks.
Yes.
Number five, the Jaguars and Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan.
That's Graham falls to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Number six, the Raiders and Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State.
The Raiders, I feel like, are a mystery. They can do a lot of
that
things.
One's more of a slight favorite than it is like a heavy, heavy favorite. But I get it. They do not have a running back. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Pete Carroll's tendencies in his final 3-4 years, that's even beyond that, in Seattle, he loved to invest in running back.
He was even traumatized.
Even when he didn't have a good offensive line.
He was traumatized by the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Right, because think about after that game, he drafts Rashad Penny in the second round. No, the first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Penny was a first round pick?
Penny was a first round
pick.
Like
a late first round pick. And then he drafts Kenneth Walker in the second round.
Yep.
And then with Kenneth Walker, they draft Zach Charbonnet in the second round. So three running backs in rounds one and two in like a 4-year span.
Yes.
5-year span. I don't remember when how long ago Penny was picked. So Jeanty to the Raiders.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I feel like the Raiders can go a lot of ways. Jeanty makes sense.
So it's six is when you would go, okay, that one could go a couple
it's
different ways.
It's where things start getting interesting at three, I should say. But six is where it's like, all right, now the real mysteries are going to start happening.
And then the other favorite pick, like better than minus money, is the Missouri offensive tackle Membo to the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Armon Membo at number
seven.
Line,
yeah.
So top seven. Odds think like, okay, these are going to be the seven picks.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, maybe the draft starts at like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At 8? And the Panthers want to trade down? That's out there? So, I am curious about the top of the draft, though. There's only one quarterback in this. This is assuming nobody gets obsessed or scared of losing their guy. Or someone doesn't want to come up and get their guy. If New Orleans right now is on the table for a quarterback, right? Because
yes.
Derek Carr's out for maybe the season. He's got a shoulder injury. And if you are Cleveland or you're the New York Giants or more than that, you're a team that is coming from the teens. I think Pittsburgh is a very interesting team for this right now. Or if it is who else is picking in the teens somewhere. If you are Seattle, who's at number 18,
mm-hmm.
Are you tempted to come up and get a pick in the top 10 to draft your quarterback because you don't think that they're going to be there forever? Sanders or Dart are the two names for that.
Which is kind of funny. Like, I looked at the draft attendees, the 17 players that are going to be there.
Yeah.
Dart and Milroe are going.
Right.
Sanders is not. And that yep. kind of leans to typically that's a player that does not know where he's going to be drafted and does not want to deal with that.
Yeah, maybe. And it's out there that Sanders might even prefer to go a little bit later, which I think is he wants to go to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, do you know they don't have a second-round pick? They kind of have to do it in round one, don't they?
They would have to do it in round one, yeah.
Waiting till round three for their starting quarterback. This is if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign there, and there was some smoke yesterday that maybe that won't happen. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's in a spot. I'd like to say they'd be the team to trade up, but as I mentioned, they don't have a second. So
yeah, in the first round, you need that second round pick if you're going to move.
Are they going to trade the other alternative is they trade their future first to go up and get a guy, but I think that's really expensive. So just looking at the top of the draft, the odds are shifting a lot in favor of they think they know who the top seven picks will be. And there's one player that, man, if you could envision him in a Bills uniform for what the Bills need, they'll never get him. But Mason Graham, defensive tackle from Michigan, isn't he exactly what the Bills could use on the defensive line?
No.
You don't? Oh, because you're out on...
Ready?
Derek's got a thing about the draft.
Let's talk about defensive tackles.
Yeah, Derek's got a defensive tackle thing.
I've got a defensive tackle take. And to have one of those, you've got to be dug in on the draft this year.
Mm-hmm.
If my D tackle that the Bills draft is not 300 pounds, I don't know how I'm going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I need a 3 next to that weight number.
Well, does it help for you then that Mason Graham at the combine weighed in at 296?
Yep. That's
I missed close. It by 4 pounds.
It's close, but I also kind of want someone at 305, 310.
Michigan listed him at 320, by the way.
I need big boys. Yeah. I need guys that I can relate, and like if I want McDonald's advice, I can go to this. Like that's the kind of weight I want. Kenneth Grant is that guy. Alfred Collins yeah. is that guy. Tylik Williams is that guy.
Yep.
Those are big boys. CJ West out of Indiana. And that's someone who is a Purdue guy. I'm touting an Indiana prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a draft where the big boys, they are big. Josh Farmer out of Florida State. That's a perfect guy in round two.
Yep.
Darius Alexander out of Toledo. Derek Harmon out of Oregon.
Yep.
These are guys that are 300 pounds. They are one technique players.
One technique. You need it to be a one technique.
I need one techniques to unlock Ed Oliver again.
Yep.
I don't need another Ed Oliver.
Yeah. And ideally for me, I've been saying this all offseason, it's almost impossible to get, that my dream defensive lineman for the Bills is a more mature, more professional Marcell Dareus.
Big boys.
Big guy that gives you a little bit of, I mean, Dareus gave you a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very unlikely you would get a guy like that not in like the top 10. Give me somebody that has some ability to play on third downs, right? Like, remember when Star Lotulelei was here, he was never on the field on third downs. obvious passing situations, he was a zero for you. So he could do the job. He could eat up blocks and make it easier for the linebackers. But there was no versatility. There was no ability to get after the passer. And not all these guys that you're mentioning, I think, have that in them. But some do. Like, there's a belief that
Darius Alexander
is that?
1,000% is that guy.
We'll do more on him. That might be my guy then.
Out of Toledo, he's a fringe first, early second guy.
Okay.
And
which for the Bills would probably mean first.
It would mean first or trade down.
Yep.
And that, I think, is perfect for them. Kenneth Grant has pass rush ability. That's probably why he's like almost everyone's favorite D-tackle prospect.
Yeah, a lot of people think he'll be able to do it.
So I like a lot of this D-tackle class. And Zach Jones and I oftentimes on the Extra Point Show this year have coined, it was the wide receiver train last year. This train's a lot smaller, less noisy. It's the beef wagon.
Oh, okay, the beef wagon. I think we had something similar early in the offseason. Was it the freighter? We had a foghorn that we were playing.
Yep.
I think it was the freighter.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number. Defensive tackle certainly on the table for the Bills. We'll ask Eric Edholm a little bit later on this morning about that. Sal's coming up at 7. And last night we had more of the NBA play-in tournament, which you didn't get good games, which kind of is a letdown because I love the format so much, and you'll get a few more of those coming up on Friday. Sabres tonight, 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase. Derek Kramer's in for Jeremy today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.